Adriana?
I was trying to say that because we don't have that emergency, that probably I will object to it, but it's too late. Okay, that's it.
Okay. So we are on to the KPFT budget, which Raul sent out at the outset of this meeting. Raul, can you walk us through what we're looking at?
Well, the KPFT. You want to do the? Well, the only a change that was done with both the KPFT and the national office, which is the inclusion of the catch-up payment after reviewing the reconciliation that KPFT had sent to the national office. It turned out there was about $30,000, and again, this will be subject to further review, but initially I think the consensus was that the actual balance that KPFT had is owing at the national office from 2014 was $31,000, and we have proposed a monthly catch-up payment of $1,500. That would reduce the previously reported $3,100 to $1,500 a month. So what we did is we reflected that into the KPFT budget on the version 6 budget KPFT.
Are there any pension catch-up payments in here?
The pension catch-up payment. No, I don't see the pension catch-up payment here. I thought that was only the national, that PRA. Let's see here. Is Jim Boyd here?
Yeah, Raul, I thought that Central Services included Central Services and the pension. Like the figure we had come up with at the station.
It might have to. You don't have any bottom line left.
The what?
I said it might have to. There's nothing, almost nothing left on the bottom line.
Yeah. There's only $3,000 left in bottom line.
Yeah, that's line 49-2014 catch-up payment, and that totals $18,000. And what is that saying? That
KPFT's pension catch-up payments are around $7,000 a year, right?
The KPFT pension is about.
No, it was about high five.
Yeah, 6,659 on 2012, 13,600, and then we are forecasting about 6,700 in 2014 for a total of $20,300.
That's over 2 years?
Over this year, through June 15th. So the FY 2012 accrual of 6,959 would be due this month. FY 2013 of 6,648 would be due in February after February fund drive, and 2014 about 6,700 would be due on June 2015.
But wouldn't that be covered by the line row 60, the pension expense authority in the operating budget?
No,
so
that's
what?
One current year.
No, that you mean row 60-61? No, that's
6102.
Yeah, that's just the current year.
But you're not going to. you're not going to make the current year's payment during the current year.
That's true, yes. We're not going to make that payment for the current year, exactly.
It means that it's $13,000, almost $14,000 instead of $10,000.
So we needed $13,000.
I'm sorry, why wouldn't you make the current year's payments in the current year?
Because they're funded at the, like, within the next, by June 15 of the following year. So,
you accrue it at the end of the year, Michael,
right?
And then you have almost 9 months to actually make the deposit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. It's not based on calendar years, it's based on our fiscal year.
It is based on our fiscal year.
It's based.
So, the operating budget...
The ninth month is June.
Right. The operating budget shows the accrual for fiscal 2015, which we won't actually deposit in fiscal 2015. But it's almost exactly the same amount as what has to be deposited for 2014, which is the payment that's going to come due. In any case, Raul, can you put the pension catch-up payments in here and send it back out while we're still on the phone?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
That would put them in a negative deficit for the budget side. On the cash flow side,
even when you remove the current payment for the pension?
Yeah. So we have about $13,000. We only have $3,000 to work with at this point.
Well, what if you reduce the central service catch-up payment from $18,000 to $8,000? That should zero out your bottom line without creating a deficit.
Okay.
Then you have to adjust the national office budget accordingly.
Yeah.
Not the budget, but the cash flow.
The cash flow. Okay, let's see this.
Structurally we're creating operating budgets that are generating surpluses so that they can start catching up on things. It's just what they're catching up on right now is pension payments. Some of the central service contracts might have to wait.
The central service budget was balanced with the cash-up footer.
No, the national office cash flow balances with the cash-up.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, basically, the national office's ability to catch up on its bills is going to depend on the station's ability to catch up on their bills to hit.
Yeah, but our creditors are less forgiving when they're out of the station.
Oh. No, I agree with you, Michael. It's just, I can't vote for a deficit budget.
No, I'm saying that.
Kind of back to the drawing board if we're figuring out something else for KPFT to cut. Particularly since there's not much left around the bone in this budget.
Or find a way to increase a little bit the money coming in. Do we know, Gene, how we are to today?
Excuse me?
The fundraiser?
Excuse me, I didn't...
How's the fund drive going?
We're about a day and a half behind. It's a 21-day fund drive. So we had a little rough in the beginning, but it's been getting better.
Do we have the numbers?
How much per day?
I don't have a number.
Okay.
When you say a day and a half behind, how many days do you have left to fund drive, then fund drive?
It's over Saturday, so it's four.
Mm-hmm.
So will KPSC extend to make its goal or come up short?
We generally don't do that.
Should we apply the same thing that we are asking WVAI to do?
That would certainly be a reasonable proposal if you want to make it.
Okay, I don't know. I think that's a local management issue unless there's a real financial problem. Is that going to be the policy across all five stations?
Well, it's up to us to recommend a policy. I certainly feel it was necessary in New York. KPFT seems to have managed its shortfalls responsibly. But if you're staring at a fund drive right now that you're expecting to come up short and a budget with no extra money on the bottom line, I guess the question would be, what's the plan for managing that shortfall?
Michael, over to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, the question I had the first round through this was why all the projected income for this year is less than for last year. And so that's still the case. Budgeted fiscal year 2014 anticipated total revenue of over $1.5 million. This year they're only anticipating revenue of $1.362 million.
Right, and the answer from Dwayne was, they're budgeting prudently. Which I think is a fair answer.
But the question is, if
they're now short of the prudent goal.
Yeah, I'm saying if budgeting prudently leaves you in deficit, then that's not really prudent. But in other words, you have to have some kind of strategy for at least maintaining, if not growing, your base. So I'm not saying extend your fungi base, but I think that is always diminishing return. But every, in other words, website income is lower. A couple of them are higher. Card donations is up, but special events is 17,000 less. If we're talking about trying to keep the cash flow from the station to the national office, which needs that cash flow, then I think the station anticipating some growth in revenue, or at least steady revenue, would ease that problem.
Yeah. I think we're a little too late in the process to reopen that philosophical debate.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I mean, at this juncture, since they're already, there's some wiggle room with other stations. They can come back on staff or they can come back on any number of things when we examine the budget. But as you said, they're cut so close to the bone with the big challenge of their transmission issues and so forth. I don't know that there is an option, but is Adriana, was that a motion from Adriana that we're discussing now? And if so, I support it.
Okay. Do you want to send it out in writing, Adriana? That I will make sure it gets to a vote.
I'm driving. That's my problem. But let me try to do it. But it's very easy. We copy exactly the same thing that we say to the WBAI. It's not any different in there. I think that when we apply the same rules to everybody, it's safe for all of us.
Okay. So you're talking the one specific provision that the PNB direct WBAI management to extend any and all fund drives until they've met their budgeted goals and to increase fund drive goals accordingly if WBAI falls short of budget and other revenue sources.
that's the line you want to copy. Andrea, yes. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. I will copy and paste that language and send it out. Okay, Raul, how are we doing on the revised budget?
It's coming up now.
This is Barbara with a comment, as long as we're waiting.
What's your comment, Barbara?
Well, I was very struck by the announcement you made in our LSB meeting, the last one we had, about the CPB money. And I guess I had not realized the fact that all of the stations have to live up to the giving notice about meetings rules for a quarter, three months, you said? And if even one station has one little mistake, then we start calculating the quarter over. And I hadn't realized that this had been what we were living with as far as the delay. And I wonder if other people may not realize it also. And that as members of this committee, we should be diligent with our colleagues in our own stations to make sure that all of these rules about noticing meetings get observed so that we're not starting over calculating the quarter that's going to apparently loosen up the CPB money from a couple of years ago.
Well, there's no guarantee that it will loosen up money from a couple of years ago.
Oh.
It would reinstate our eligibility going forward. And it might loosen up
well,
money.
Well, that's key, however.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I agree with Barbara, but it's not only that. We have, we know first that all the general managers and interim general managers received from the interim executive director of the all the directives, and they know perfectly what should be accomplished. But it's true what Barbara said. We need to go back to our LSE and our stations and be sure that everybody understands that we need to comply strictly, because if not, we see all of us experience what's going on. And the problem is that we are having molestation because we don't have that money that was available to us. That is not only the perfect record with the notice. It's a few different things that we need to all of us to comply. And I agree with Barbara, we should be very clear and came back to our stations and make everybody understand that we are holding the whole foundation if we miss none of these requirements.
Michael,
over to the stack. Oh, see, now we're in a stack on a discussion that's not even in our agenda.
Yeah.
Now, we'll have the budget coming.
I'd send it out.
Okay. I'm refreshing my inbox. I don't have it yet.
There.
I'll revise. Oh, 3 minutes ago it went out. Perfect. Everybody got it?
It's kind of big, so there's something big coming down over here, so I suspect that's it. Yeah, there it is.
I have to close the other one out before I can open it. I'm running memory list on my computer. I'm going to see it.
Okay. So this
I was on a stack for an amendment, depending on what this budget shows.
Okay. Let's just clarify what it shows. So, Raul, this is now showing a cash deficit of $2,000?
Yes, for KPFT.
Okay. And the cash balance is negative.
No. If you go to cash flow, the cash ending balance is okay. That you're looking, you're probably looking at a cash deficit, right? Cash surplus.
No, and end of month cash for April.
Oh, the April, yeah. Sorry, I missed that one.
It's going to be a rough month for a lot of our stations.
So,
okay, here's what I'd like to do. I would like to take a motion to approve this budget, and then I'll recognize Adriana's motion as an amendment. If folks want to discuss and debate on that amendment, we'll do that, and then we'll
discuss. Another amendment?
A separate amendment, Michael? Okay, I'll recognize you for that. Does anyone want to move that we approve this budget and forward it to the PNB?
Yes, Jim, I would approve that we approve the budget as presented, the B6 budget as amended, and present it to the PNB for final passage.
Thank you for that, Jim. Michael, what is your proposed amendment?
If KPFT revenues exceed projections, the PNB directs KPFT management to fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $1,500 per month.
Are you able to submit that in writing, Michael?
Okay.
Could you say that again more slowly a little bit?
If KPFT revenues exceed projections, the PNB directs KPFT management to fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $1,500 per month. This budget that we just set has $800, a total of
$9,600. All right. If KPFT revenue exceeds what's projected, the PNB directs KPFT management to
fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $1,500 per month.
So it's if KPFT revenue exceeds the projected
projections.
The PNB directs KPFT management to fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $1,500 a month.
Yeah. All right. Any objection to that amendment? If there's no objection, there's no need for debate, then we'll take the amendment. I will recognize an amendment from Adriana.
Point of order?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a point of order. Sorry. Jim made a motion to approve the KPFT budget. Can we make it as revised instead of as amended? Because we're putting in amendments. We don't want to.
If there's no objection to using the language revised?
No objection from Jim.
Hearing no objection?
All right.
So ordered.
All
right. Is that it, Arpal?
Yeah, I just wanted to get that so that we all agree on that and we don't fall over anything later on with the same words meaning two different things.
Thank you. Thank you for your meticulous attention and detail. Next, I'll recognize as an amendment the motion previously made by Adriana, which is that the Pacifica National Board direct KPFT management to extend any and all fund drives until they've met their budget goals and to increase fund drive goals accordingly if KPFT falls short of budget in other revenue sources. Objections to this?
Jim, I have an objection.
Do you wish to discuss it, Jim?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
At KPFT, we've had a policy where the management
reevaluate future fund drives based on what's happened in the past fund drives. That really is an issue for the management of each station, unless there's a showing, I would believe, that there are financial problems that have happened in the past. And I believe that KPFT has shown that it's been fiscally responsible in the past, and that the management should have the authority to decide how long a fund drive should be, and if it requires an increase in the days in a future fund drive, where the programmers can be informed, where the volunteers can be informed, and where the listeners can be informed. That's a more calculated, well-calculated way to run a fund drive. And I don't think that there should be any direction to management of any station to extend a fund drive for an undetermined period of time unless there's been a history of problems.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, anyone else to stack?
Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So I guess I have a question. Do we have, what is the fund look like for your transmitter, which if you haven't raised enough money for the transmitter, and, you know, I just don't see how you can do that and have the current shortfall, modest though it may be. So how did management propose to remedy that? I would think that there were non-fund drive fundraising efforts going on, and therefore it would be reasonable to extend the fund drive so that the fundraising efforts for the transmitter can be separate and advance more rapidly. It's a question, first of all.
Okay, well, the operational fund drive is separate from any capital campaign related to the transmitter. So extending a fund drive from 21 days to 40 days would be strictly for operational and not for the fundraising for the capital campaign. And that's completely separate.
Yeah, I realize that. How is it doing is my question. How is that capital campaign coming?
We haven't had a full breakout of the capital campaign at this point.
Do you have any ballpark numbers, Jim, or any money that's already in the capital reserve for that project?
There had been some before. I believe it was in the high 40s. That we have booked for prior activities.
Adriana's next.
Yeah. First of all, today we were told that we were conceded at 3% of our capability. When we are talking about 97% down, I think that it's time that we start taking this seriously. You know that was money there, but we were told something different about that money, right? I believe that we cannot sit and wait in the meantime that we don't have even the option to reach people. We need to do something now. We cannot be short. All the last fund drives last year and this year to now are being short. What is the solution? The solution is we need to do something different. We need to do it more. Then it's not enough to say that, well, we will do the next fund drive in a different way. I'm sorry, but we were short the whole year, the whole past year, and we are being short again. Then what applied to the other stations applied to KPFT too. Thank you.
Michael, what did you say? Go ahead, Michael.
This budget is showing $200,000 for transit equipment, line 44, 75, 75, and 50 in the first 3 months. I'm assuming
we have to know about this, Michael. It also shows $200,000 in offsetting revenue.
Exactly. Even now.
It doesn't get spent unless it gets raised.
Okay. I don't think that's the capital campaign we're talking about, just to raise that.
Correct. Further discussion on Adriana's amendment. All right, we'll need a roll call vote on this. Paul, could you do the honors?
Could you repeat it one more time, please?
That the Pacifica National Board direct KPFT management to extend any and all fund drives until they have met their budget goals and to increase fund drive goals accordingly if KPFT falls short of budget and other revenue sources. Paul, you still with us?
Yes. Are we ready? I think I had a dropout here.
Yes. Could you call the roll on?
Okay.
We're calling the roll on the amendment.
Okay, 1 second. I gotta do my bureaucracy. Okay. You've just read it, so I don't have to read it. Jim Boyd.
No.
Lydia Prezan. Lydia? Okay. Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tekert?
No.
Marcus Jeter? R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman? Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Manager Saba? El Salvador?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Tony Norman? Okay. 4 in favor, 3 against, 1 abstention.
That means the amendment carries. We're on to the motion as amended, which is to approve the KPFT budget with the two provisos we just discussed. First from Michael Novick about how to spend extra money if it comes in. The second from Adriana, directing KPFT to extend its fund drives if they have not yet met goal. And I'll just point out, the committee doesn't get to issue directives, and the PNB likely would not do so before the fall fund drive has concluded. Any further discussion on the motion as amended?
I need a fast clarification of the original first part here. We approve the KPFT budget as revised and send it to the PNB as what passage? I bollocks the word.
As revised. And then send
with provisos.
With the following provisos, and there are two.
Okay, I have, there's one word screwed up here. I have approved the KPFT budget as revised and send it to the PNB as something passed.
I think it was for approval.
For approval with the following provisos.
Okay, oh man. I don't know about... See, the thing is, that was made before we had any amendments, so I don't know that we were seeing... All right. We approve... actually, it should be we recommend to the PNB approval of, right?
So the standard form of the motion we've been using is the National Finance Committee recommends the KPFT budget to the Pacifica National Board for approval with the following provisos.
Okay, we put that in. All right, and train. And do we need to read the rest of the amendment?
Why don't you, since we're all getting into the foggy-headed portion of the evening.
Yeah, I got a big headache.
Time.
So just say, yeah, should I read it, Paul?
Please do.
Okay. The NSC recommends the KPFT budget as revised and sends it to the PNB for approval with the following provisos. If KPFT's revenue exceeds projections, the PNB directs KPFT management to fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $1,500 a month, that the PNB direct KPFT management to extend any and all fund drives until they have met their budgeted goals and to increase fund drive goals accordingly if KPFT falls short of budget in other revenue sources.
All right, that is the motion as amended. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Hearing no objection to the motion as amended, it is now adopted. We are at time. Still on our agenda, we have the National Office budget and take two on the KPFK budget. Does anyone wish to propose an extension?
When is our next meeting?
Well, that will be our next topic if we don't extend.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia?
Yes, I suggest that we take it up at the next meeting with the rest of our agenda.
I am then, let me pull up the KPFTX calendar. Hearing no motion to extend, I'm going to propose that we meet 1 week from today. Oh, it's election night.
Our next regular meeting is the 11th.
Yeah.
And I'm not there.
You're not there on the 11th?
Right. I sent an email to the committee.
Oh, that's right. I appreciate that. Do any of you have conflicts with a programming committee?
National Programming Committee?
Correct.
Yes. The National Programming Committee?
You said on that agenda?
Yes.
Would you be willing to skip one of those meetings so that we can meet next Wednesday?
And can we'd have to get another person to stream, two streamers. A reminder.
Okay, I don't know how that works.
It's a problem because the programming is trying.
Are you talking about Wednesday the 5th, Brian?
Correct. Adriana, I won't propose it if it's a conflict you want to avoid. If it's a conflict you don't care about, just let us know because it makes our life easier.
I care because programming have a big problem just trying to find a date.
Okay. What were you saying, Michael?
I think I'm going to schedule that evening myself. Not a specific obligation, but something got rescheduled.
Okay. Monday of next week is too soon. Tuesday is election night. Wednesday is programming. Thursday is WBAI's Finance Committee, which I assume our Paul will be at. Friday.
Yeah.
Friday is a Friday night.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay. Are any of us involved with the election broadcast on our stations, or are we free? I mean, the results don't come until later anyway.
I'm involved with the election broadcast at KPFA.
Okay.
You
go.
Okay.
All right, well, then that leaves us with our next regular meeting, which is Tuesday the 11th, unless someone else has a counterproposal.
What about the 7th?
Friday.
Friday the 7th.
I'm on the air hours after that, and oh boy.
You can listen to the listen.
If I schedule a meeting related to Pacifica governance for Friday night, I risk being murdered by my partner.
Is it possible to meet earlier in the day?
You're
talking about Friday the 7th?
Yeah.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I propose that we simply meet on the 11th. It'll give us time to review everything.
Okay. That does not require a proposal because it's already on the calendar.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brian, can we ask to have all the corrections early enough, then we can see it before the meeting, then we don't waste that much time because we already know.
We can certainly ask, and it won't be the first time. I haven't taken a good look at the new version of the KPFK budget we got. That may not be in approvable shape yet. I don't know. Michael, I don't know if you've gone over it in detail.
It has the same problem we talked about. It's projecting more listener support revenues from the fund drives than we experienced in the first fund drive that just finished.
So if that's more of a discussion document than a final budget, that's not something we'll get approved on the 11th, unless KPFK puts in more revisions between now and then.
Yeah, well, I have a local finance committee meeting Thursday with the management and the station, so maybe we'll get some revisions.
Can we set our questions, our objections?
Excuse me, Adriana?
Can we send by email our questions and objections?
Please.
If they can modify anything before?
Of course.
Okay.
Most welcome.
We will have a WPFW budget on that date, the National Office budget. You know, the only changes we've suggested in the last few meetings of this committee have been very minor changes to reconcile its cash flow with what's coming from the stations. I had hoped we could approve it in a few minutes tonight, but we didn't get to that. But KPFT could be a big discussion item. We'll have WPFW in the national office.
I'm sorry. Are you saying not to have a KPFK discussion?
Oh, no. I'm just letting people know how much work we have left.
Okay.
And I'm saying that we may not, depending on how much revision goes into KPFK's budget between now and then, we may not have a budget in a form we can vote on by our next meeting.
Well, we may.
We may. Okay, I haven't heard any formal motions to hold another meeting between now and our next regular meeting, which is on Tuesday, the 11th of November. So without a motion to extend, and without a motion to hold another meeting, we are adjourned, and I will see you 2 weeks from tonight.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.